I don't know whether I haven't got the Met. I don't know the numbers, right? But apparently, the announcement of the 36ers signing this 7'2" player out of the Philippines,
Kai Sato.
This
shout out to the Philippines.
Yeah, who a massive?
He's a freak. He's like.
Oh, how tall. I love it when
7'2".
They get... Oh, now we're talking.
I like it when they get real tall. The ball.
Ooh.
Turn around. Passing. Mid-range J. Could shoot the 3-2. Like, he's an exceptional talent.
Can shoot the 3?
He's an exceptional talent.
He's 18.
He's 18 years old, and he's coming. Look, again, you know, I've said it as long as I've been met you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a world-class league, right? It's gotten global attention, and the better these next stars do, the more talent, young talent, want to come over here.
I love it.
Use this platform to go. It's proven. You know, we love Europe.
Yeah.
We love Europe.
Runway ball.
But guess what? You can come to Australia, play in the NBL, and your dreams can become a reality if you execute down here. That's what it is.
So how big a deal, Corey, is the language, the food, the lifestyle, the recognition? Like, we do look, a lot of our stuff looks a bit American. You know, all the American brands are here. All the American trademarks are here. And I know this kid's out of Phil, but Philippines are very influenced by the States, particularly in the main cities over there. How big?
Sound like a local. You've been.
I spent some time over there. Manila was scary, mate. Manila's not a friendly place. But anyway, that's a story for another day. How big a deal is that for a lot of these young American kids that we've had out here, but others who are influenced by the United States?
Exactly. Everything you just said. It's the closest thing to America, right? It's beautiful here. It's sexy. The vibe is incredible. The basketball is world class, right? English is the main language here. So if you can transition and do well here, it'll prepare you for America.
Yeah.
How big? In so many
coup.
Different ways.
How big a coup by the 36ers?
Oh, this is huge.
How'd they do it?
Shout out to their front office, Jeff Van Groningen, getting it done. The master, the wheeler and dealer himself, Jeff Van Groningen. This man knows everybody, to be honest with you. Like, there's not nobody in any industry he's not a phone call away from. So this is a very influential man, and he has a lot of great relationships.
How furious are the other teams in the NBL right now? They couldn't land him.
Well, I'll be honest with you,
Kai Sato.
There'll be a lot of teams pissed off that they couldn't get him. He's that talented, you know. When you can get a guy like this, and you know the international aspect of it, like he doesn't even count as an import, you know, because you have the one Asian player rule in the NBL,
right?
You know, Melbourne United have Yude Baba from Japan.
Yep.
So. He falls under this rule as well, but it's an incredible coup.
There's no chance that this won't happen. Like, there's no chance in between now and when he's supposed to get here.
He'll be here.
But he can't be. Well, could an NBA team see him and pluck him? And is there any way that could happen between now and then?
Well, that could happen, but the chances of it happening is slim to none, or else he would have put his name in the
draft. Yeah. So how many 7'2", I mean, I don't know the exact number, but has every American team, has every NBA team got a guy standing 7'2"? Like, are there 7'2" blokes all over the joint in the NBA?
I would say every team has a 7-footer, for sure.
Yep.
But 7'2", no.
7'2",
not every team.
I saw a photo of him. He had a hold of the ring in his feet.
The
still
whole
on
rim
the floor.
On his tippy toes. Yeah.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. I mean, this goes to show you the type of talent this young, talented young man is. And he is now in Florida with that G League,
the
opposition.
Yep.
And what did he say? I'm bringing my behind down under. So that'll let you know right there.
Yeah. How big a game changer will he be? Have you seen enough of him to know what sort of impact he has when he gets here? So it's a year away. Like, you get here at the end of joint preseason training at the end of the year. So we've got to wait for a little. We've got to cool our jets on this for a little while. But he'll go through significant physical maturing between now and then, I'd imagine. Well, that's what happens when you're 18. He'll continue to, you know, fill out.
He's going to continue to fill out. He's going to come over here and fill out.
Will he come in and dominate this league?
No, he won't.
No.
No, he won't. But he'll I'm excited to see him. Mm. You know, he's going to go up against some real big bodies. He's not a guard, right? We're used to seeing guards come over here and have their way. Melo Ball, Josh Giddey,
Corey Humphrey,
Mojave King.
Corey Humphrey.
But we're talking 18-year-olds. Right?
Yeah. So. But imagine what you could have done, Eddie, when you're out.
I couldn't have done anything.
Imagine you in Australia.
What was your peak? Oh, what was your physical peak? I mean, I know you
I'm
going to
say my peak
challenge.
Was when I played in the NBL. I think about 29, 30. I was a late bloomer. So that age, don't think about that age in terms of me and my level of play. I played better that age, 29 to about 33.
I'm just trying to 34. Imagine you as a 20, 21, 22-year-old young
33,
man
34.
In Australia.
Were you more extroverted as a young man or less so? Have you grown into...
I was like this
tornado.
Always talked a lot. It's natural. You see, I come here every day. It's the same thing when you see me.
That's true.